Echo and Harper Audio present Bourdain, the Definitive Oral Biography by Lori Wollever. Read by Lori Wollever and a full cast. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/Bourdain. The enhancement contains the cast of characters. An ounce of sauce covers a multitude of sins. Anthony Bourdain, Kitchen Confidential. Introduction. I met Tony Bourdain in 2002 when he hired me to help with a cookbook he'd just begun writing in the wake of Kitchen Confidential's life-upending success. We got together in person once or twice during the whole process, conducting most business by email. Toward the end, we had a long sit-down editing session at his apartment, and he handed me a big bonus check. That was a signature Tony move. He wasn't constantly handing out money, but when he did, it was always a generous amount, beyond what he owed, meant to signify gratitude for a job well done. It indicated an awareness that his luck had recently changed. It also signaled, I think, his desire to be a tide, lifting helpful boats. Tony wrote a hyperbolic paragraph about me in the book's acknowledgments. This was another signature Tony move. Outsized public praise, almost more than one could really live up to, as a sly form of appreciation, which I think was far easier for him than expressing his thanks and admiration face to face. Anthony Bourdain's Layal Cookbook was published in 2004. Tony's television career really took off, and I went to work as a magazine editor. In 2007, he hired me to pinch hit at a cooking and speaking gig in Montana, as his assistant was then pregnant and unavailable to travel. Tony was newly married with a six-month-old baby at home, full of optimism and ecstatic about the unexpected turn his life had taken. We prepared a lavish dinner at the home of the local college football coach, using the Layal cookbook for our menu. I remember how happy he was to make a super-rich lobster bisque, using double the usual number of lobsters, which, he said, conspiratorially, wasn't something you could get away with in a restaurant and still expect to stay within the food cost margins. A few years later, I had a baby and was looking for a flexible part-time job. I emailed a few dozen people, just kind of putting it out there, and one of them was Tony. He wrote back right away, another signature Tony move. He said, "My assistant's leaving. Would you want that job? Here's what it entails. What would it cost?" I suggested what I thought was a reasonable number, and he actually raised it a bit. I started working for him then, and in some ways, I haven't yet stopped. Tony's unexpected death in June 2018 meant the end of anything new from him. All that he had ever written, drawn, recorded, or filmed in the world was done, a complete body of work. Tony's death also marked the beginning of a years-long process of discovery, in which I interviewed 91 people who'd known him to hear their stories and learn more about him than what he'd already shared in the pages of Kitchen Confidential, his subsequent works of nonfiction, and on television. This book is the result of that process. As his assistant and occasional co-author, I thought I'd already gotten to know Tony quite well. I knew where he was nearly every minute of every day, whom he was with, what he was planning to do, and why. I was steeped in his work, deeply familiar with his voice and all the beats of his highly public origin story. However, in talking with the people who knew him in his youth, as a wayward college student, fledgling cook, dedicated beach bum, thrill-seeking drug addict, journeyman chef, ambitious young writer, semi-reluctant television star, steadfast spouse and father, supportive friend.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?